Hey, bestie, it's Marjan. I hope you're having a great Monday morning. Are you ready for our weekly session? See you soon.
Hello, it's me. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm finally doing this. I just finished my final less than 3 hours ago, and I rushed home, and guys, I can't, like, it doesn't feel real, you know, like, sometimes when you have this whole, like, it's kind of like if you have been through, like, public exams, like, DSEs, once you're done with it, it still doesn't feel real, like, you don't feel like it's over, and I don't know why I've never felt this way about any of my finals in college, but this is, like, the most intense one so far, so I don't know, I feel like it just stretched out over, like, more than a month, maybe, and it was, like, very intense, like, deadline after deadline, so, yeah, that's why I felt, like, very exhausted, and I was really close to burnout, but luckily, it didn't happen. But, yeah, oh, sorry, so rude of me, I didn't even introduce myself. My name is Marjan. I mean, you can see, like, it's literally called Grow with Marjan, and if you don't know me, maybe you know me as the Halal Foodie. Maybe you know me as MJ, if you know me from HKU, but basically, I'm just like an ordinary girl. I'm 22 years old, I'm a college student, I'm in my final year. I mean, I did kind of give my self-introduction in, like, the post that I posted yesterday with the podcast cover. Oh, what do you guys think about the podcast cover? Like, I mean, I know, like, a lot of people, like, what is it called, complimented me, and, like, thank you so much, but what do you think of it as, like, a podcast cover? Like, okay, let's say if you were, like, on Spotify or like, Apple Podcasts and you were going through it, would you choose that podcast? Like, does it look like a podcast that you will want to watch? Like, does it, like, draw you in? Okay, just please, like, once you're done with this podcast, or even now you can, like, listen and just go comment and then be like, okay, like, truthfully, be honest, okay? I want to know if you would actually step on it. And on the same topic, I want to ask you, what do you think about the intro, the podcast intro that you just heard, like, with, like, the answering machine and stuff? So, I was basically, like, I downloaded this new app to edit, like, the podcast audio, and I was going through, like, the filters, which are, like, yeah, like, sound filters, and then I heard this one, and I was like, wait, this is kind of like every other rapper, you know, like, how they have, like, this little audio in front of their songs that's, like, hey, I've been missing you, or whatever, right? So, same vibes. And I was like, you know, let me just try that. So, yeah, let me know what you think about it. So, let's go back to my self-introduction. Sorry, sometimes my mind, like, the way I think, my thought process is a bit messy, but I'm trying to keep it, like, in one linear thought process so it can be easier as a podcast, okay? I have a lot of hobbies. I love to do a lot of different things. But right now, like, I've been going through, like, a huge self-development growth phase. Like, I mean, I was always, like, I would identify myself as a highly motivated person. But it's not just about academics. Like, I just get through these phases that I'm like, I want to do a lot of new things. And I'm just always out to try new experiences and new, like, meet new people and everything. And I feel like that's a part of my growth experience. And I just wanted to share this, like, on a podcast. I wanted to share it with everyone because why, like, it's more fun that way. It's more fun if you have someone that's going through with it together, you know? And if you don't remember, I had a podcast around February last year. Oh my God. Yeah, by the way, I'm Iranian. So if once in a while you hear, like, a Persian accent, just know that's because, like, if I'm going, like, what is this? Like, if I have, like, a Persian accent, just know that that's what it is. Yeah. So I was saying, I had this podcast with my sister back in February, and we started, and it was really fun. And thank you so much for your support. Like, so many of you guys, like, even after we stopped recording, you were like, oh my God, where are you? Like, put new episodes, blah, blah, blah. And thank you so much for, like, supporting us. But the thing is, you know, like, working with your sibling is hard. Like, I mean, actually working on a podcast with anyone is hard, especially if it's your sibling, right? So we would have these, like, arguments where we're not, like, on the same creative wavelength, or she'll be in a mood to film and be like, okay, let's go film. I'll be like, I'm not really feeling it. Or I'll be in a mood to film and then she'll be like, no, not now. So it was kind of hard. And also we didn't really have, like, a topic that we really wanted to talk about. Like, we didn't have a niche So that was a bit like all over the place, and we were finally, it was a bit too much, and we were like, okay, it's fine. Let's like call it, what is it called? Let's call it shots? No. Let's call the shots. No, that's not. Let's call it quits. Yeah, let's call it quits. I think that's the correct saying. So yeah, and then we just stopped that podcast, and then recently, actually, I think it was in September. Actually, throughout the summer, I took this like workshop in HKU, which is about like the actual like technical side of podcasts, like how to use a microphone, the editing process, publishing, and that was really, really fun. So then, from that workshop, I did publish one episode with my friend, which was on gender equality, and that was really fun as well. So then I was like, I have to come back and do something else with podcasting because it is one of my favorite forms of media because I'm very, like, I'm not diagnosed ADHD or anything. I'm just very hyperactive. Like, not like hyperactive in a medical term because I'm not diagnosed, but I am just like someone who has very short, like, attention span and I'm just like very active. So podcasts for me are like a great way to multitask. So I'll always be like listening to something. It's either a podcast or ASMR. Like I just need something to be like constantly, like not distracting me, but I guess like some sort of sensory input. So yeah, that's why I love podcasts. And it's very easy to edit. But I mean, I do have plans in the future to hopefully make this into like an audio, like a video podcast, because I think those are more entertaining. I personally prefer video podcasts as well, but I think sometimes it's a bit, for me personally, it's more work, I have to like edit and record the video section of it too, and then align the audio with the video, and then like edit the video along with the audio. And so it's a lot of work. Maybe in the future, maybe like when I have more time, or I'll definitely consider it, but I don't want it to be like one episode video, one episode audio, I want it to be like I'm ready for the commitment that I'm gonna do video every single episode, But also you have to consider, like, if I do make it into a video podcast, it's just gonna be more work for me, 'cause then I have to be like, okay, I need to set up the background. Like in my head, it's gonna be like more work, so I might procrastinate. But right now, I'm just gonna try to stick to like the schedule that I have. And also, talking about the schedule, right? Wait, let me finish my previous sentence. I'm gonna stick to the schedule and I'm gonna hopefully be very, not hopefully, I will be very consistent and you can count on that. And I'm consistent. I'm posting every day on Instagram at Girl with Marjan, okay? Yeah, so I was talking about the posting schedule. So a lot of people ask me, they're like, why 7 a.m.? That's too or like early. Why are you saying like you're gonna post at 7 a.m.? And honestly, the reason for that is because the concept that I have for this podcast, right, is like kind of like very, let's say, not motivational in a sense like, yeah, go get your day done, like that. Not in that sense. Motivational in a way that you're excited to live. Like you're excited to do something, like it like stimulates your brain that you're like, yeah, I want to do something fun. Like that's why I think if I put it out on Monday morning, you can listen to it while you're getting ready, like so you can get your week started off the right way. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like a little morning sunshine. A little bit of Marjan sunshine for you every Monday morning to make your weeks suck less. I'm just kidding, but yeah, let me know. I personally I think it's a good idea, okay? But let me know what you think about it. And of course, like I'm totally like gonna listen to you guys. Like if you think Monday morning is too early or whatever, just DM me, okay? Yeah. So I think I covered why I started this podcast, right? Basically, I want to share my experiences. This podcast is mainly going to be about like self growth, because I have been reading a lot of books on like self growth, development, and all that. And I feel like it's all just like bottled up in me, but I want to share them. Like I have this urge that I want to talk to people about it, And so it's going to be a lot of content like that, but also just like chill, I don't. It's not like a serious like. Why did I think of Andrew Tate? There's like nothing serious about Andrew Tate. Nothing like it's nothing like tell me a serious like what is a serious podcast? Nothing crazy, okay? It's like chill, we're just hanging out, friends just talking about like what I learned, So yeah, probably every week I'm gonna have a topic that is most likely based on the book that I'm reading that week. I'm going to discuss it with you guys and we can talk about it. It's going to be like kind of surrounding pop culture, like mostly like self-growth, psychology, self-development, motivation, entrepreneurship. I'm an aspiring entrepreneur, so I might be reading a lot of business books in the coming weeks, but I'm sure everyone can apply that to your life. Like, everything about business is very, very practical. Like, even if it's about communication or management, there's everything that you can apply into your real life. But also throughout the week, I'm going to share with you guys what book I'm reading. I'm going to show like the highlights and all that. And also, I think at the end of the poll, the majority won was to actually post like the book that I read, like that a full review. So yeah, I'll try to do the post, but then I'll also write like a short maybe like a short review and then a long review, both under the post. So if you don't want to read the full thing, you can have like a short summary of like the bite-sized lessons and whatever. But also I'll discuss it in the podcast. And then the other part that I want to like implement in every single episode is kind of like a segment where we talk about stepping out of our comfort zone. And where that came from is I was watching this reel on Instagram, and it was about this girl who was talking about how she never ever in her life regretted once when she stepped out of her comfort zone. So she was just talking about how every single time like that she was placed in a situation, whether she placed herself or like life placed her in a situation where she had to be out of her comfort zone, she never regretted it. And then that's why she was going to do a challenge in 2023 that every single day she's going to do something that's out of her comfort zone. So she was doing these updates, but I lost her page. So I forgot who her name is. Like, I mean, if you know who she is, just message me. I'll share the page on Instagram. But I thought that was really interesting. I thought like I 100% resonate with that. I believe that like every time I step out of my comfort zone, I never regretted it, like ever. Like I was just trying to think, when have I stepped out of my comfort zone that I've been like, oh no, I shouldn't have done that, you know? Literally never. Can you remember a time where you stepped out of your comfort zone and then you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that? No, right? Why would that? I mean, I feel like that's not how it works. Like, every time you have to be uncomfortable to grow, and then the outcome is good, you know? So yeah, that's what I want to do with this podcast too. I want to do exactly what she's doing, but not once a day, because I think once a day is like, it's a lot, okay? I think it's a lot of work, and also it's like, it's not sustainable for me to try to like find one thing every day to do. I mean, of course, like the things she was doing were very small things. Like, for example, you'd be like, oh, talk to a stranger, or like tidy your bed or something like that. Like, those are all out of her comfort zone. But for me, my comfort zone is very big. Like it takes a lot for me to be out of my comfort zone, truly. Like, it takes a lot, I think. And also I think for me to get out of my comfort zone, it's it could be physical challenges, but I think it's mostly mental, like mostly mentality stuff, you know. Could be physical though, maybe like take like a cold plunge or like something like that, like, you know, take an ice bath or something like that. But yeah, that's why I want to do it once a week, because I think I want to do things that are actually challenging me and actually fun, and also something that it's like, I feel like, yeah, it's kind of helping me grow in a way or another. So I want to do the same thing, and I'm going to share with you guys what I'm going to do that week, okay? But the reason, but like, I have one idea that I wanted to talk to you guys is I want to make a group chat. So like, if you want to join this challenge with me, because I don't want to do it alone. I want to like be with people who are also like trying to do like one thing out of your comfort zone once a week. And if you want to do that, just like DM me and I'll make a group chat for all of us. And then we can always just like report to each other, be like, hey, I just did this and it was like out of my comfort zone, you know, because I don't really want to do it alone. And I think that'll be like a really good initiative, and I think it'll be really fun. So just DM me. I'll make the group. Yeah. And I think I might start from next week. It's actually, if I start from next week, it means I'm just 1 week ahead, right? So yeah, maybe I can start from next week and like have one test, like trial week. And then from 2023, seriously, every week, one challenge out of my comfort zone. Guys, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, maybe you hear me like shivering, because I'm actually freezing. Like, I don't know what's wrong with my room. It's like kind of on the side of the house. like in a corner. So it's like really, it's like, it's so cold. I'm actually shivering. But like I'm wearing a sweater and then a jacket on top of it, but I'm still so cold. So yeah, if I sound like this, it's because I am. Like I'm actually freezing, okay? Anyways, DM me if you want to join one challenge per week out of comfort zone challenge group chats. And please like come up with a name. I've been thinking about it, but I think my brain has been too occupied with the exam that I can't even like come up with a nice attractive name for it. Yeah. The something something challenge. Think of a name and tell me, and we'll name that for the group chat or something. And I will share my, in just in case you don't listen like to the podcasts, I will also share whatever I did that week for the challenge on my Instagram stories as well and make it into a highlight, because I think that'll be really fun if you look back at it at the end of the year and you're like, oh my god, I did that, I really did that, you know, that'll be really fun. That's out of the way. I wanted to talk about being delusional, okay? Because recently on my Instagram page, a lot of these like videos started popping up. I know it started with SZA, like, you know, SZA the singer. It was a clip of her. I don't know what interview it was, but she was like, yes, I've always been delusional. And it took me to the highest highs and the lowest lows. So it's basically her in an interview talking about being delusional. And for me, I always identified as a delusional person, and when I saw that, I was like, yeah, yes, say it louder, girl, yeah, slay, you know, preach, yeah, I agree, totally. And then I went into the comments, and everyone were like, oh, at least she's self-aware, and then I was like, huh? It's not good to be delusional? What? Like, of course, I'm talking about being delusional in a pop culture sense, not in, like, a medical sense, of course, like, I know, like, people actually have, like, it's an actual medical issue, but I'm talking about it in the context of, like, pop culture and, like, the way that we use it in everyday conversations. Like, oh, he's delusional. So to me, what it means to be delusional, right, is basically, like, having an elevated self of self-confidence. Like, maybe overestimating yourself, like, thinking you're better than you actually are. I mean, not to say, like, okay, yeah, I'm delusional, but, like, the fact that I'm saying to think that I'm better than what I am, but I actually don't believe that. I actually do believe that I'm a very good, like, at the things that I do. I'm not saying, like, wait, this is, like, a philosophical thing. Like, me admitting that that's what the definition of delusion is like, questioning my whole personality. But no, you know what I mean. Basically, being delusional to me is being, like, very optimistic about yourself, being very optimistic about the things that you can achieve. You know, that's what it means to me. Like, and I think that's the generally accepted term as well. But I'm like, when people are like, oh, you're so delusional, oh, you think everyone's like obsessed with you, or like, I don't mean it like that, you know. I kind of mean like obsession, but with yourself. Like, you are the center of your own universe. Like, yeah, I am the sun and the moon and the universe of my own world. You know what I mean? Of course, like, why wouldn't I be? So to me, when I saw people weren't actually talking about like, oh, being delusional is like not a good thing. And I'm like, why though? Like, it actually has like SZA said, like, it actually has brought me to the highest highs. Like, if I didn't believe in myself, and if I didn't, like, truly, truly, truly believe that I could do the things that I could do, like, and I can achieve, I wouldn't have gotten away with so much in life, you know? And that's why I posted that duck on the Instagram that was actually corresponding to this episode. It's like, if you don't believe in yourself, why would you expect anyone else to believe in you, you know? And before, I mean, like, a year or two ago or something, I was somewhat humble, okay? I know it's hard to believe, but I was kind of a humble person. And I still, okay, I'm not humble now. I was about to say I'm still humble, but I think I'm self-conscious. I know who I am. But then I'm not going to say humble in a sense that you don't talk about your achievements and stuff. But 2 years ago, I was pretty humble, okay? And what happened was, I read this book. Actually, it wasn't 2 years ago. It was this year. Yeah, it was this year. So I read this book. The title is really funny. Called How to Get Rich by Mr. Donald Trump Jr. And in fact, he did not teach me how to get rich. I do not recommend the book. I mean, yeah, there are some good tips inside, but honestly, I'm not rich yet. So what do you mean how to get rich? It wasn't like a handbook. Like, I thought it would be like a handbook, how to get rich, do this and this and this. But it was like not really correlated to that. But he had some pretty good advice. And one of the best advices that he had is that basically I'm paraphrasing, but what he said is you have to be your own. These English terms are killing me. What is it called? You have to toot your own horn. Is that okay? Man, let me Google it. Toot your own horn. Yeah, I got it wrong. So you have to toot your own horn. And what that means is to boast or brag about your own ability, skills, success, and achievements. And what he was saying is that if you don't show people, this is what Mr. Trump was saying, okay? Like, let's not get political, but the man had some good advice, okay? And he said, if you don't showcase your own abilities, if you don't show off and tell people how good you are, no one is gonna go dig deep to find whether you have potential or not, okay? Like, and that just, like, hit me. I was like, yes, that's so true. Everyone that in my perception, I see them as someone who's really, like, capable, is very smart or whatever. They have showcased that side of themselves to me. It's not me going investigating and, like, trying to find out how people are. So no one is going to go and try to find your potential. You have to be the one to give people this perception that you are the person that you are, you know? And that's why I was like, of course. And he said, you have to be your own promoter. You have to be your own, what's the word? Like, basically, I think you guys get what I mean. You know, I don't want to over explain it. But yeah, basically, and I was like, yeah, then that's true. That's why people, you see on LinkedIn, everyone's posting about their achievements. Like, what you think, I don't know, like Elon Musk wouldn't talk about his achievements. Like, of course they would talk about it. I mean, so then I was thinking about this, right? And I was like, oh, maybe once you reach a certain stage, you don't have to prove to anyone that you're worthy of something. You can done proving it, right? But then I was like, wait, look at Elon Musk, you know? He has, like, all these, like, three companies. Like, he has what? Like, he's the CEO of Tesla, CEO of SpaceX, and is it The Boring Company or Neuralink? I don't remember. Both of them are his companies, but I don't remember which one he's the CEO of. But basically, when he went to buy Twitter, right, even with all of his, like, fame and all of his, like, business skills and him building, like, multiple, like, he's a serial entrepreneur, like, building multiple billion-dollar companies, even with that, people were still doubting whether he can be a good, like, owner. And he has to come out and be like, I'm gonna do this and this and that. So then that just proves that no matter where you are, you still have to continue, like, oh my god, not the Persian accent. No matter where you are, you still have to come out and prove yourself. So that's why I was like, then to me, I'm not saying like being delusional is like completely correlated to that, but it's like you have to believe in yourself that you have these capabilities and skills to actually radiate this energy. Because if you're faking it, I know like this fake it till you make it, like, yeah, totally agree, totally been there, done that. But it's like, if you don't truly, truly, truly believe in yourself, faking it can only get you so far. So if you actually like are almost delusionally confident in yourself and your abilities and your skills, and you know you're going to make it and you are proud of it and you do talk about it, then people can be like, yeah, I do trust this person and I do think that they're capable. And yeah, because that's what I perceive them to be. But you can't fake it. You can't convince others that you have this type of qualifications if you don't really truly believe in it. Yeah, so that's one thing. And that's why I was like, wait, so why are people like, why would I be realistic when I can be delusional? No, like, honestly, why would I be realistic? Being realistic is so sad. Do you like see where we are? We're living on like a floating rock in the middle of the universe. There are like crazy things happening all over the world. And even the odds of us like being here right now, like being the person that we are, like, it's, everything is crazy. Everything is a miracle. Like, life itself is a miracle. So why would I be quote-unquote realistic? Because me being here is already a miracle, you know? Why can't I just dream big and actually go after the things that are big instead of settling down and being something basic or what people would call it realistic, you know? And have you guys heard about that thing that they always say, if you aim for the moon, you're gonna land on the stars? No, wait. I think it's like, aim for the moon so you land on the stars. But if you're not even like aiming for the stars, and then you're just gonna be like on the ground. Like, who wanna be on the ground when you can be on the stars? Hello? I don't know if you guys can hear the piano playing in the background. I don't think this mic is gonna pick it up, but basically I have this neighbor. You know, kudos to him or her. They are like on the grind. It's been maybe like 3, 4 years. They practice every weekend, and it was kind of like not getting anywhere, you know, because they would only practice on the weekends. But ever since COVID started, my neighbor, I don't know who they are, they've been practicing every day consistently, and they got so good. Like, actually, it's like free music for me. And it's not loud to the point that it's like annoying. It's tolerable. It's just like a little gentle melody in the background. Sometimes they play Let It Go. Sometimes they play some, I don't know. They were playing like da da dun dun da da dun dun da da dun dun da da dun, that one. And yeah, it's pretty fun. And also, we have this whole theory, my sister, like my whole family, we kind of, I speculate that it's not a child. I speculate that it's an adult trying to learn how to play the piano. But, because I feel like if it was a child, their parents would force them to practice every day, you know? Why would they only practice on the weekends? I know they would probably have the lessons on the weekends, but they have to practice throughout the week, right? But maybe it's because they're a full-time worker, that's why they only have time on the weekends to practice. But anyways, this is really not correlated to what we were talking about. Yeah, so going back to like delusionally believing in yourself, right? That kind of goes back to the whole manifestation thing. I am a big manifester, okay? And yeah, I don't even want to hear it. Don't, yeah. I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, ew, manifestation, ew. Oh, okay. No, it works. Let me tell you why, okay? What manifestation basically essentially is saying, right, is that whatever particles that, whatever you put out in the universe, whatever that you believe in and you, how to say, whatever that you actually want to achieve and you keep thinking about it, you keep thinking about it, you actually envision it. And a big part of it is to live as if it's already yours. You have to embody the manifestation. You have to live as if you already got it. That's the biggest part. It's not about just believing, it's about feeling, it's about living whatever you're manifesting. So if you want to manifest, like, for example, like, I don't know, whatever you're manifesting, you have to live as if you already got it, okay? And the way that, like, in the documentary The Secret, if you want to learn more, you can just watch that one. The way they explain it is that on like a quantum physics level, these particles just attract themselves and like come to life. The universe just gets the signal and gets it to you. I'm not, I don't know about that stuff, okay? I don't know about that stuff. But I'm a Muslim, right? For me, it's like if you really keep thinking about something, first of all, like let's think about it logically, okay? Let's think about it in a like a scientific way, right? Psychology. If you keep thinking about something 24/7, of course it's gonna come true. If you keep thinking about it and your mind is subconsciously always thinking about ways to achieve it, you know? So then, yeah, of course, you're gonna keep taking conscious steps towards it. If you're subconsciously believing in something and subconsciously thinking about something 24/7, your conscious body is gonna take actions to achieve that dream, you know? Manifestation is not just believing something and just sitting on your ass and like waiting for it to happen, you know? You have to actually take the actions. But you believe that it's gonna happen because it's you. You already manifested. You know that once you're asking for it, you have to believe that you got it because you are going to get it. And maybe you will call it delusional, but I know whatever I put my mind to, I can get it. Like if I want to become like an Olympics, like champion, if I put my mind to it, I know I can do it. It like yeah, maybe I'll be 60 by the time I win something, but I know I can do it. I know goddamn well whatever I put my mind to, I can definitely do it, you know? And that's what manifestation is like from like first of all, that was like the logical standpoint, right? But then let's think about it from like from my side, Islamic standpoint is if you. For me, the way I think about it is I don't do any harm. I try to be a good Muslim. I pray for the things that I want. I pray for them and I think about them constantly, right? And I believe that the universe is working in my favor to get them. So because God loves me, you know? why would God not want me to have the things that I want? So basically what they say in Islam is when you pray for something, number one, you either get it. Number two, you either get it, but a bit later. Number three is you don't get it because it's not good for you and you get something better. And I know it's like a bit like from a non-religious standpoint, you'll be like, okay, like what? Like, you know, but from religiously, I truly, truly believe in it. And I know that God has my best interest. So I believe that everything in the universe is working for me in my favor to achieve my dreams, to achieve the things that I'm asking for, because I am a good person. Like I try to be, you know, so there's no reason why the universe wouldn't be working in my favor for me to achieve the things that I need. So that's why I do believe in manifestation. Whether if you just purely forget about the religious stuff, purely think about it in a scientific standpoint, of course it works, because you are enabling yourself to go after things. You're putting your mind and focus and attention in your subconscious mind all towards this one thing. And it's going to be like the center of your attention. And of course, you're going to go and work and you will get it. So that's why I believe in manifestation, right? Now, how you connect being delusional with manifestation is when you manifest, you have to do it as if it's already yours. And if you're delusional, it means that you already believe in it. You're not manifesting it because you were hoping it to happen. It's you know that it will happen. Like, I know I will get what I want, you know? It's just a matter of time. I know I will get it. But yeah. I'm going to talk more about manifestation later. Next episode, actually, I'm going to talk about making a vision board. So I was just like calculating, and this year it's going to be my 6th year doing a vision board. And I'm going to share it on Instagram later with you guys, like next week. But basically, almost everything that I had on my vision boards from the previous years, I have gotten them. Alhamdulillah. That means thanks to God. I've got everything that I wanted. A few things, they're not here yet, but they're in the works. They're either out of my control or they're in the works. Like the wheels are rolling, you know, they're in motion. So yeah, I will talk a bit more about manifestation. I wanted to highlight another point when it comes to being delusional. If you're not delusional, you're actually placing yourself at a disadvantage. Especially as a woman, okay? So I read this in a book and I was like totally mind blown and I had no idea that this was a thing, okay? So I was reading this book by Sheryl Sandberg. She's the chief operational officer at Facebook and she's like one of the most famous women in tech. She's like really high level. She used to work at Google and then Facebook paid her a lot of money to come for Facebook and etc. She's the number two at Facebook, basically. Like, first is Mark Zuckerberg and she's the number two. And in her book, it was all about like female empowerment and like how to like achieve the things that you want, how to become like more empowered, etc. And she was talking about how scientifically, like it's a psychological thing, that men tend to overestimate whatever their abilities are, and women tend to underestimate their abilities or be very realistic about their actual abilities. So it's like so the example she gave was she, her roommate, and the roommate's brother, they were all like in the same class. They all put in similar amount of time in the work, but the guy, he's just not overthinking it. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna get it done, like I know it's fine, it's all good. But he's like, oh, but then the thing is they tend to overestimate their actual abilities, and because of that overestimation of the ability gives them confidence. Because of confidence, they perform better and they do better in life. But women, we're more conservative. So women's mind are actually opposite to contrary belief. Women are actually very logical. Like, we are very conservative when it comes to managing our own abilities. Like, we know we're realistic, we know where we're at, we know what is our levels. Or women actually tend to downplay themselves a lot. They go down. They don't want to be in the spotlight. They tend to like not showcase themselves as much as men do, like not flaunt their abilities and stuff. And then she was saying about how this actually, of course, this is going to affect people's careers. It's going to affect people's lives. And she was saying that we as women should actually start living more like men, because you can see it. Like, once I read that, I was like, that's so true. It's something that I just never noticed. And after that, I started having the confidence of a man with the rational mind of a woman. Okay. Like, of course, I will be. I'm sure you guys heard this thing. They say, like, no one is as confident as a straight white man, you know, like a middle-aged straight white man. No one is as confident as them and stuff. And it's true. Like, they don't, I'm not saying like particularly about anyone, but a lot of men, they don't even have anything, but they're like so confident about it. For what? Like, I just admire that, and I will be like that. And that's why I think if you don't think of yourself so highly, if you don't think of yourself so highly that it's almost delusional, then you are placing yourself at a disadvantage. That's just the sad truth. So you have to be so like believing in yourself that you help yourself grow. That's like a part of it, man. Like, you gotta believe in yourself. You just have to be that confident in yourself. You just gotta know that you're gonna get it done, you know? And that kind of reminds me of what I went through a while ago, like a few months ago. I was very upset over like this one thing, and it was kind of like, how to say, it was like, I knew that I have this goal, and it was a bit like a stepping stone in my way. And that was it. Like, I knew it's a stepping stone. Of course, I was upset about it. Of course, I was, like, thinking about it for a few days. I feel the emotions. I go through the emotions. But then at the end of the day, I'm like, you know, I'm sad, but I'm okay. Like, I'm good, you know? Because I know that I'm going to get over this hurdle. I know it's, like, a little bit of a hurdle in a way right now, but I know I can find a way around it. Because you know why? I don't have an idea right now. I don't know what I'm going to do with this problem right now. But I know that I know myself. I believe in myself, and I know my abilities. Me, Marjan, I know I can handle it because I know the type of person I am. And I always, always come around. I always find a new idea. I'm always creative. I always come up with a solution. And that's why I'm like, I might not have the answers right now, but I'm not sad because I know I will eventually have it because it's me. Hello, you know? When have I not come out of something successfully? The statistics are zero. Every time I make a mistake, I learn from it. Every time something bad happens, I find a way around it. Every time something challenge comes up, like A comes up, B is my solution, you know? So of course, that's just the way I am. Like, now, of course, it didn't come like that. Like, it's not like I've been like this my whole life, you know? I had to work on it, but now I'm at the point that I'm delusionally confident in myself, and I know that no matter what comes my way, I can handle it because it's me. I'm not like putting my trust in other people's hand, or putting my trust in the universe, or putting my trust in like my fate. I'm putting my trust in my own hands, and life have been so much easier ever since this happened. Ever since I started believing in myself like this, my life has been so much easier because I just don't stress about anything. Like, I know, like, about my finals and stuff, I was a bit stressed, but I truly I have never been this calm in my life, because I'm like, so what? If I stress about it versus if I don't stress about it, the outcome is going to be the same, and I'm going to solve it. I'm going to get over it eventually. So what's the point in stressing, you know? And my life has just been so much better and so much funner and like much more relaxed. So yeah, of course, that's why I really truly like, I believe that you should go out and explore this idea and try to become delusional, you know, a little bit. Why you want to be realistic? Like, come on. Life is more fun this way. So on the same theme of this self-belief, I don't even want to use the word delusional at this point. It's because just of the negative correlation that it has. But I'm saying, actually, when I saw the SZA video, a lot of, maybe because I interacted with it, but a lot of other videos of other celebrities talking about them being delusional came up. I don't remember exactly, like, I think Kobe Bryant talked about it. I think, like, I don't know, oh, Michael Jordan was talking about it. Like, a lot of people were literally using the word delusional, be like, I am delusional, and it had led me to where I am in life because I believed in myself. Because I, maybe from the outside perspective, is like, oh, this person is delusional. But from an inside perspective, you know you can do it. Like, I know my abilities. And of course, if I put my mind to it, I can do anything, you know? And that's why when I was a kid, I always used to get so triggered when people try to bring it down. Because from my head, even though, yeah, I'm a kid, like, yeah, maybe I'm like half your age, but I can totally see something that I wish coming true. And people would just, like, people that are like uncles, aunties, or like teachers or whatever, they would just be like, oh, are you sure? You know how hard it is to get into that? Like, for dental school, you know? Like, when I was telling my teachers about going to dental school when I was in high school, a lot of my teachers were supportive. They were really, really nice to me. They were super nice, super supportive. But also, a couple of my teachers, they used to just be like, you know how hard it is? You know how many marks you need? And they'll be like, don't be full of yourself. You gotta compare, you know, your marks might be good in high school, but when you compare to the whole Hong Kong, you're not good. And okay, like, why you gotta crush my dreams like that, man? Like, I know your dreams probably got crushed at some point, but you don't have to, like, give the same cycle. Like, if I wasn't confident in myself and if I was, like, kind of at the edge, I'll be like, oh, yeah, they're right. Why would I work so hard? I should just give up and go for something easy. But I was shooting for dentistry and I got pretty good DSC marks, but I got into science. You know what I mean? If I was aiming at science, I probably wouldn't get into the University of Hong Kong. Okay, that's like the truth facts. And I always talk about this. That's the truth. And listen to this. This is the twist. I didn't give up. When I got into HKU, I applied to transfer from HKU from Faculty of Science to Faculty of Dentistry, but they weren't like allowing that transfer anymore. And then I applied to dental school in China and I got in. Okay, I did get into dental school at the end. So it's like, why would you try to crush my dreams of becoming a dentist? I know that there's always more than one method to achieve your dreams. Don't listen to anybody. If you know that's what you want to do, just do it. Like for me, of course, at the end, I was already falling in love with biotechnology, that I love how flexible it is. I love how cool it is that I was like, yeah, I don't want to go to dental school anymore. I think this biotechnology life suits me way better. And that's how it worked out for me. But if you do know that there's something that you believe in, why don't you just go after it and get it? Like, why would you listen? Don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to anybody. And this is something that I learned recently. I heard this quote that was like, don't take advice from people who aren't where you want to be. Let me say that again, okay? Listen. Don't take advice from people who aren't where you want to be. So if you wanted to be a football player, would you take advice from Messi? Yeah. Would you take advice from Ronaldo? Yeah. Would you take advice from Neymar? Hell yeah. But would you take advice from, like, I don't know, Donald Trump? No, because he's not a footballer. He's going to be like, oh, you're not going to be able to do it. You don't have the physique for it or whatever. He will say something like that. And are you going to listen? No, because he's a businessman. He's not a footballist, right? So yeah, listen to... Only take advice from people who are where you want to be in position in life. So, of course, I wanted to be a dentist. I didn't listen to the advice from my teacher because he wasn't a dentist. How would he know how it is to be a dentist? How would he know how is it to get into dental school, you know? So, yeah, that's why I was thinking. That's what I remember recently, like just reminiscing on these memories. Like, don't listen to anybody. And also, I think I've been talking for a really long time. Just to sum it up, I want to talk about this really great book. It's called The Magic of Thinking Big. Magic of Thinking Big. And I just want to read a few of the quotes for you, and I'll just end it after this. Firstly, in the introduction, the author says, "Life is too short to be little." And I think that's beautiful. It says, "Life is too short to be little." Why would you want to be little? Life is too short. Just go big. Go big or go home, you know? You're only given one life. Go big, man. And then he also says, a person is a product of his own thoughts. Believe big and grow big. And that's, of course, we all know that, man. I just talked like 20 minutes about manifestation. What you believe is who you are. What you believe is who you will become. So, of course, you are the product of your own mind. If you keep downplaying yourself, that's who you will become. But if you do think big and regard yourself highly and respect yourself within your brain and respect how far you have come and how far you have left to go and how much potential you have and how much further you can go in life, then that's who you will become as well. And then he also said that, and this is like really pretty. This is the last thing I want to share. He said, when you believe, your mind find ways to do. So if you really believe that you can achieve whatever you want to do. And I really believe that, you know, of course, sometimes some things are harder to achieve than others. Like for me now, of course, I can visualize myself becoming like a really successful entrepreneur, but also I can visualize myself becoming like an Olympics champion. But it's harder. Of course, it's harder for me to become an Olympics champion because I'm not like athletic like that, you know? But I know that if I put my mind to it, I can find ways to do it. So first step is in your head. Honestly, like the first step is accepting it in your head. And then once you accept that that can become your reality, which anything can become your reality, Once you accept that that can become your reality, then your brain will actively find ways to do it. And now we live in a world that's like everything is easier than it has been before. Like right now, everything is so advanced. Whatever you put your mind to it, there's going to be 1,000 ways for you to reach them. Honestly, like 1,000 ways. So just dream big, man. Like, why would you dream small when you could dream big? So I think that's it for today's episode, guys. I will definitely work on becoming more coherent with my thoughts, or not. I don't know. This is just me. This is how I talk when I talk with my friends. Honestly, I'm all over the place and they still understand me fine. So maybe this is a good way to convey the message, but I'm just really happy that I have started this, and I will definitely be posting every week, and I'm active on Instagram. I post every single day on Instagram, and let's keep in touch. So DM me if you want to join the long ass name. What was it called again? One challenge, one thing out of your comfort zone per week challenge for 2023. DM me name suggestions for this challenge, and also DM me if you want to be a part of it, and I'll make the group chat tonight. And I want to apologize. Sorry I didn't post today morning. It will never happen again, hopefully. Tell me what time I should post next time, okay? Have a good evening, and I hope that you have a blessed, amazing day. See you next week. Bye-bye.